he's like, oh, this is going to be crazy. And I'm like, tell your friends, I'm about to get really, like, intense. And they're like, what? And I'm like, this is a shouting song. Like, this is not. And I'm like, yeah. And people are like, kind of Jones. They're like, what? He's going to, with those black guys?
And the
like,
name
yeah,
of
yeah,
his,
yeah.
What's the name of the song
Black
again?
Skinhead. So I'm like, all right. I'm waiting through some like NSYNC shit, you know, some like Ed Sheeran's, just dumb shit. Wait through that. And then Buddy's fucking song comes on. Buddy, Canadian Buddy, who put it in his shit after mine. So I go up to the lady right quick, like he's just started a song and I'm going to support him and stuff. But I go up to the lady and I'm like, what the fuck? By the way, Trevor, that's my idea of like confronting somebody in customer service in Hungary. What the fuck? And she's like, what? And I'm like, you skipped my song. She's like, no, you must have missed it. So I didn't miss it because I've been waiting for it patiently. I haven't left the room. And she's like, oh, you must be drunk. You missed it. I didn't miss it. You didn't call it. I'm before this guy and after that guy. What happened? She said, we just don't have enough time. And I'm like, no, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you don't want me singing this song.
And to that?
No, those people are scary. You don't want to get like too intense with them. They really are.
I believe that
was a woman too, but she was big.
Oh yeah.
Big.
They got it right.
Oh, kids' songs. Hey, you know what? Nobody's right. Playing kids' music in the podcast game. There's no. I bet you there are no podcasts about
Cutting
Bob the Builder.
Right here,
Trevor.
And I never want to.
Trevor,
be young
you,
again.
No, nobody says you can only do one. Like Matt Fulcheron does more than one podcast. You know, like what about if what about you do a podcast from the point of view of like reviewing children's media? Like from like I'm a father, blah blah blah. My 6-year old, blah Bob the Builder, last year the new guy Dory. And you're like,
you know what?
What?
Megatron could pull co-host.
Pull
you might have something there.
You know, fucking eye on a C, the no the.
You know what,
I don't know CITR or whatever, one of those college radio things. They had a show called The Broken Record Show, and that was a good show. And they had a great theme song. Like they made their own theme song, and it had the members in the thing.
Ugh.
And it was Elise, Stella, and Claire. And one of them had a daughter, like one of them had a kid, like a 6-year-old, and they'd have the kid on the show. It was kind of fun.
That is cool. Yep.
You know, it was like, it was 3.5 women, because the daughter's like a half woman.
Yeah.
3.5 women, but like not all preachy and feministy at all, like nothing. There was none of that. It was just some girls playing music. It was a good show.
Cool.
I miss it. I miss a lot of radio shows that barely existed.
All right. Let's see here. This might be the new theme song.
What is this?
By, I kid you not, DJ Booger. It's called Teen Burger Titan Song Go Single.
Oh my God.
Teen Burger, yeah, that's what it's called.
This is children's, like, EDM.
You know what? I'm just gonna. Last time I had the music on, couldn't hear it on the recording. Welcome back to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
I can't believe that exists. not this podcast, but this genre of music. What are we listening to?
I told you, it's a DJ Booger. It's dance. It's a release from 2014.
So there's artists out there that put together music for like children.
Oh like, yeah, there's Minecraft
like DJ
shit.
Booger. Oh, yeah. That
Minecraft
wait, Minecraft?
Music. Oh yeah,
is there Minecraft
it's
rap?
It's, oh.
There's tons.
I want to see
Radioactive changed as Redstone Active.
What?
Oh.
I want to see a Minecraft rap battle, like two little little
there.
Dudes going up, and then two guys on their mics just like making mom jokes. I want to see that.
And for the fans out there who don't already know, that is a Jurassic Jeff.
That's like saying I'm old. No, but I am.
You are. Mm-hmm. And Brad the intern.
Hey, hey.
And I am Trevor, teabagging Trevor.
Now, what are you drinking?
Today we are drinking, I love these Steamworks Pilsner Tallboy.
And Brad?
The Old Faithful Bud.
And what am I drinking?
Cold tea.
Cold tea. Orange Pico.
Something in a silver container.
Something in a silver travel mug. That's where I'm at these days.
We're going to start off. Let's do some shout-outs quick.
Oh, I didn't think of anybody I want to shout out to. You know what? Shout out to Bitcoin for like tripling in value since I forgot that I had you and making me some money. Shout out to Bitcoin.
Making the dollars. I still think you should have hung on to it and maybe bought a house with it some
five years. Now.
Yeah. Well, Jeff is a little over $300 richer from it.
Yep.
Nice.
Brad, any shouts out to anybody out there? Anybody at all? I didn't think of anybody. Well, actually.
You got somebody?
I want to shout out to last week's guest because I had the best time of my life. That was the Dreadnoughts. If you came in last week, if you're listening to this episode, a better episode is last episode.
That was a good one, yeah. I remember that going pretty smoothly.
I was nervous too because I really look up to those guys and I was afraid to look like an idiot.
I'm always just nervous.
I get butterfly. Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were rad. They took me back to their practice space. I got too drunk. I drank a case of beer that night.
Yeah.
And we went to their practice space because we only had two members of the band, three. One burst in the middle. And I thought they were just going to play for me. And they're like, the drummer's not here, Trevor, so you're on drums. And I can't play drums.
You don't play drums.
But he's like, but he's like, can you count? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good at counting to four. So let's try this out. And you know what? I jammed with them for like an hour and a half like that. It was the best time. Anyway, shout out to the Dreadnoughts.
Yeah, that must have been cool.
It was great. Now I'm almost going to quit this podcasting thing because that's kind of all I really wanted to do with it. So
I'm just going to shout out to the Dreadnoughts because I did miss out, but they're a hell of a show.
And you've seen them a couple times.
Yeah. You know what? I want to redo my shout out.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to give a big shout out to Marcus Pearson, the inventor of Minecraft, because even though he's like a billionaire and he's just a shy, nerdy guy who's just going around the world living his life.
Yeah. That's winning right there.
That guy posts something on Instagram. You know Instagram, it's very big.
Mm-hmm. I heard of it.
This guy's pics get like 70 likes. He's a billionaire. He invented the most famous thing in the world, Minecraft, I guess.
Yeah. Ish.
And he gets like so few likes on anything. His posts are depressing. So shout out to Marcus. So sorry I called your life depressing.
But does he have anything interesting to say? Is he just good at...
He was on the Craig Ferguson show, and because, you know, like Craig Ferguson's kids, like, hey, you should have this guy, and he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I got a new goal now.
No, exactly, because I've seen that before, or not on Colbert, but on one of those other shows where they're like, yeah, my kid said I should get you on the show, and that about says where you are in life as an adult. My kid told me... pop culture, and I listen to him because you know what? He's six.
Probably on it.
Actually, my old boss, he's got a 10-year-old son who like makes money. Like he plays Minecraft or some shit or narrates the videos, and he makes money. He makes like $500 a month or something like that. He's 10 years old, doesn't have a paper route.
Wow.
I watch Megatron. He will zone the fuck out watching those Minecraft videos because Minecraft's a slow moving game to begin with. Mm-hmm. It is very thoughtful, and that's why you kind of support it. It's not too violent.
Well, video games, it's a good one for them to be hooked on.
Yeah, it's not racing or a first-person shooter. But then to watch somebody play a very slow-paced game is...
Yeah.
But Trevor, when you were 10 years old, you're probably not even really like into girls like at all. You're like young. You're a child.
No.
Don't know what I like about them, but there's something.
When you were 10 years old, could you ever picture yourself having like $1,500 to buy like a MacBook for your, YouTube channel?
No, they're not there.
$100 and
I have a 10-year-old.
Are you kidding me? When I'm that age, I'd be thinking that like I could buy the moon with $100, you know? Not buying my own like, you know, like high-end like gaming computer. Yeah. Like cash as a 9-year-old or 10-year-old with your dad.
So shout out to that guy.
Shout out to Marcus Pearson, Minecraft.
Hey, Mark. Pearson. Shout out. Okay. I'm going to move in. We've got mail again.
Oh,
this is getting regular.
Well, that's what you want.
We're going to call it. We'll just go by their email. I had to edit out somebody's email because I kept referring to them by their full email. And I was like, maybe I'll leave this in because it was last episode. And maybe they'll email them. Like, it'd be funny. Because he said some good things about us. So we had a really glowing we've got the opposite. This I don't know if it's, it's not hate mail, it's like passive aggressive mail. That's what it is.
That's what I want to hear.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, so from Mus19.
Okay, I know who this is.
I think I know who this is too.
I know exactly who. She's married to a guy we call Soccer Legs.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe she listens all the way in England. Yeah. What's up, Mus19? Mus19.
And Mr. Mus.
And Mr. Mus, Soccer Legs. So it says comment. Oh, she wrote this on the website. Oh, this is a notification on our website. I'm leaving it, but guys, .. You should warn people to be either high or drunk to listen, period. Mm-hmm. It would be so much less painful, period. Now I know why we only ever hung out in bars, period. So thanks for the mail.
Wow.
And if you want to email us.
I thought it was implied. Like, that's the reason. Yeah. Like, well, I thought it was implied.
Oh, you know what? I think she's busting balls. She's been in England for a long time. And you know how they get,
really,
right?
They really take the piss.
That they do take the piss. That's
I think that's exactly what this person, we're assuming that's what this is.
And yeah, I know who it is because I recognize it. But you know what? What did I say before we started?
We drink before every episode.
Yes, but I said, who are we making the show for?
For us.
Yeah, yeah. So thanks for listening. And if you don't like it, let us know. I actually got a phone call. Remember Dr.
You got a phone
Fauna
call? Yeah.
Fitz, whatever.
Right.
I got a phone call from my dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad. Oh, you know you're listening? Yeah. He goes, he's trying to be nice about telling me he hated that episode.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, okay. That's my... And my dad's not good at being discreet. He's a blunt guy. Yeah. He's like, that's not my favorite episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you hated it? He's like, no, it's just, was that your idea? Like, what did you lose control? I go, no, that's I liked it, Dad. He's like, I don't know if the people are going to. I'm like, it's fuck those people.
It sounds like your dad's going to start a change.org campaign to have it like shut down.
I called him 2 days later. I'm like, Dad, could you email that in so I could read it on the show?
Have you ever seen these change.org petitions?
Yeah, yeah.
You can just, Trevor, do you know about this?
I signed one. Yep.
You're not
I've seen them come up.
You know what it is. You can start a petition. I started a petition. I don't know if you guys know that.
I think I got linked on yours.
Yeah, I think Brad's like one of the three people that liked it.
Yeah.
I made a petition addressed to Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live that I think Tyler, the creator, should host the show. Not be the musical guest. I mean, host the fucker. And I've got like 5 full signatures. It's pathetic. But people can make them to be like, I don't like the new guy on the radio and like try to get him fired. People make just such petty stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, and I say petty even though I'm trying to get Tyler Creator host a show. But like there are some ones with less merit than that.
But they actually do work. Yes. I will speak firsthand to
really?
The Brookswood. It's now gone through.
Yeah.
But it did get postponed. And one of the leading factors was the change.org. They quoted off the signatures.
Oh, that makes me even more mad. Because when I see those change, because there's so many of them. Go on.
Inflict it. No, it did.
It did a positive change.
Yeah.
I'm interrupting. I'm so fucking mad at them because the first one I saw was like, oh, kind of supportive. The second one, less so.
Yeah.
And now there's so much change.org. Like I don't even read the title anymore.
They're like, stop kids from eating meat in school.
It could be for cancer or Tyler the Creator. I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And it cheapens the petition thing.
It does. Because these should be important. Like,
it'll be easier for people to blow off because there's, if we have 5 petitions in the world, then that carries a lot of power.
You know
a million don't.
I still donate to people's Kickstarters. And
good for you, Jeff.
Sorry. No, wait, what are those other, the GoFundMes?
Yeah,
I love that junk.
And you don't even have any cash.
I got a couple.
No,
African
like,
babies.
Not like right now, but I mean like before.
That's what
but
I do.
No, it's kind of fun because you know you're like you know what, and somebody's dog needs like a cast or something. You know, he broke his leg. I'll give $10 for that. You know, it's like a doggy. My tenants. I don't like my tenants. They're dickheads.
Sued you.
Yeah, and I won, but they pay the rent, and I like that about them. So, but they've got this dog. So I got to go, the refrigerator guy's coming. I got to go meet the refrigerator guy, get it fixed. And so I'm there and the dog's there. And I see this note on the counter as I'm about to leave. It says like, Jeff, I know you're there. could you take the dog out? And I'm like, bitch, you think I'm going to take your dog
you
out?
You sued me.
Yeah, well, not just
that. No, they
that.
Get along. They're surprisingly amicable for because
no, but like we don't like each other, but we're just like smiling our way through it. Anyway, I couldn't
we
believe
are not
the,
on that
I couldn't
term.
Believe
wait,
the
wait.
Audacity.
And what did you do?
I won.
Did you walk the dog?
Yeah, I walked the dog. Cuz I thought about it like cuz I verbally said anyway, I had an outburst when I read that in my head. I had a verbal outburst. And I thought, I'm not going to do that. But then I was like, you know what?
You didn't take dog, out on the dog.
The dog hasn't
That's
done
right.
anything to me.
Good
that dog
you.
Loves me like every other dog. And I thought, yeah I'm going to take him out. So I took him out. He was thrilled. And, you know. And
you like dogs. It was,
and I do
it,
love
it was a
dogs.
Treat.
It was a treat.
They were doing you a favor, really.
No.
Before I forget, because I almost did forget, I'm a... If you want to send us any email, and I would love to get more hate mail, but I would like to get some good mail as well. I never want to be young again at gmail.com. Go to the website at I never want to be young again.com. That's it, right? Yeah. I don't have a clipboard this time. Just fucking freeballing it. Freeballing it. Facebook, I never want to be young again podcast. Like some of the things I post. I mean, it's so sad. If somebody leaves their Facebook open, I used to fuck with it and write down terrible things. Now I go to the page and I like stuff so that it looks like I got action.
Oh my God.
So if you're listening, just go and like
I
everything.
Knew it. Oh man.
This is going to air in a bit. Yeah, get your friends to like it. They don't even have to listen. Stitcher, our new Stitcher.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a rotating 10 episodes on Stitcher, which intern Brad is going to work on, but he's working on something more important.
iTunes.
Ooh,
and it looks like it should go through.
Wow.
Yep. So
good
that'll
stuff.
Be good. Yep.
Oh. Hey, let's talk about Brad. Brad, what are you up to?
Oh,
Brad was out of the country.
Oh, where'd
you
go?
I was out of the country.
What,
yeah.
Really?
I did not know this.
Yeah,
took the fam damily, thing one and thing two, and we went down to Disneyland. We checked out Yeah, we checked out all the Disneyland, all the Universal Studios, which was sick. It was so good. We did the walk.
Do they have new attractions?
Yeah, lots of new attractions. Transformers was down, which sucked because mm-hmm. apparently they got a 16-foot fully working Optimus Prime.
What?
Straight up, he walks, he talks,
I just got
he
a boner.
Interacts, he just he walks right up to you,
pretty
has
good.
A full-on mm-hmm. conversation. And,
important question I think everybody's wondering. So you, Mrs. Brad the intern,
mm-hmm.
and two little Brad the interns.
Yep.
What's the sleeping situation like?
Not very well.
I'm
not that affluent. It's a big trip. So,
this is a big trip.
We had two queens, you know.
Now, how was your, over your vacation? And I really, I think everybody's wondering, did you get
friends.
It on with the missus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. And
the kids are heavy
for
sleepers.
8 days. I mean, no.
Now, what'd you do? Sneak off to the bathroom?
Yeah. Mostly shower.
In the shower?
Sex. Yeah.
What?
No, the parents took the kids for a night. That was nice. My parents came down for the weekend, which was kind of cool. They came out for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they came down. So that was cool. And they took them for a night, which was dope.
Right on. So you finally got to have sex in a laying down position?
Pretty much.
But you didn't, did you?
Nope.
Her on top, you on top. What was it like?
It was good.
It was good. Good answer.
Man, I haven't been to Disneyland so long.
I haven't been since I was 17, I think.
I've never been. That was my first.
And what do you think as an adult? You think it's... Because people probably talked about it when you were a kid, and they probably made it sound like the best thing in the world. How did it live up to those childhood expectations?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
No, to be honest, Universal Studios, I'd go again in a heartbeat. Fucking rights. It was amazing. It was great for adults. And it was awesome. There was a mall on the way in with, got to be at least 15, 20 bars with all chairs and shit. You could spend a day in the mall just walking towards Universal. It's sick. Every high-end store, they had a flying station where you're you know, the wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, vertical wind tunnel.
Yeah, vertical wind tunnel.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, my God.
They had one of those.
You can do that indoor skydiving.
This is all just a free mall that leads into Universal.
You're talking about that, the skydiving practice kind of wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Like you see on, like, Nitro Circus and that.
Oh, I'd love to do it. That's
They have one in Delta.
That'd be it. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes for 50 US.
Yeah,
I couldn't. No, too much.
What about Squirrel Suit? Have you guys watched those YouTube?
I'd love
the Squirrel
to do
Suit.
Squirrel Suit.
Hold on, fill me in here.
Trevor
squirrel.
And I.
I'm gonna look it up. Brad, you explain it.
Skydiving with squirrel suits.
Oh,
the
that.
Army.
Oh,
army.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I know. Yeah. The wingsuits.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Were they? Like,
I didn't know why we were talking about squirrels. I was picturing like squirrel. But
yeah.
We've actually.
It's nothing like that.
It's a suit that you fly like a squirrel
flies.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
No, I'm totally down. But Trevor and I, we actually have a story about that.
Oh, yeah. For Brad's bachelor party, we went skydiving.
I thought you were going to say you watched a guy die on YouTube.
No.
Going back to the squirrel suit flying thing, have you ever watched those videos?
Yeah.
See the guy hit the bridge?
Seen him when they've gone
see
bad.
The guy hit
the
mountain?
No.
Oh, no. I've seen some smacks. And you don't live from that. You don't.
No, you don't watch that before you
jump
on an
airplane. You're going head first, 200 miles an hour. No, wearing nothing.
You don't watch that before you go skydiving, that's for sure. You know what you do before you go skydiving?
Drink beer.
No, you make sure that you've shit and pissed as much as you can so that it doesn't happen in the air because you're strapped to a dude. Because we did the strapped to the dude kind.
Yeah, tandem.
Right? You know what was scary, though, I found, was the ride up. Do you remember the plane
they
had?
Yeah.
And the 30 seconds of safety instructions.
Yeah.
You know what? I tried, one of my old coworkers, this guy, Graham, he was going to go skydiving. And some people on his Facebook, and they're like, oh, don't worry, this and that. And I'm just like, Graham, you're going to be strapped to a guy's stomach. He's a professional. Or he gets paid by the hour. He doesn't want to die at work more than you don't want to die, whatever, on your weekend. So
that's
you're in
true.
Good hands. You know what I mean? Like
but
that guy.
The place we went actually does have a death toll on their record.
Yeah. But so does Capilano Suspension Bridge.
Yeah.
But they don't have four, you know? And the guy I jumped with had done, he's like, oh, I've done over 12,000. The guy who owned the place, I think his kids work there, right? He's like, yeah, I've done over 12,000 jumps. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're fine. I'll get strapped to this guy.
Yeah.
And
he's planning on living again.
But remember getting in the plane and the door didn't even close all the way. Like they had that sliding door in the side.
Doesn't need to close.
Dude,
no, it doesn't.
You're going to open it up again.
If we're talking about memories of that, it's about one thing. It's watching the guy before you disappear.
Sucked out.
Yeah.
Like you can't process it. It's just like they're there and then they're gone.
All right, guys, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's
gone.
And all of a sudden you go, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I was last.
Yeah.
And they and you go up and you want to peek over the side and the guy doesn't want you to like.
No.
Well, that's what it was like for me. He did not give me a chance to think about it. He just whoop, and then you're not scared anymore, right? You're like,
no, it's
kick
over.
Kick off. You're like, what? I can't. Helpless. I feel so helpless. I'm calm. You know, like
that's exactly it.
Until they pull the fucking chute and you flip around, then I'm screaming again.
What was that like, pulling the cord, like that...
Abrupt.
That abrupt deceleration.
Yeah,
but you're
not
the one pulling it, so you don't know when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you kind of like, you know, you feel like the click, click, click of stuff sliding around. And then you whip up and you're looking, you go from looking at the ground to looking at the sky all at once. It was a bit of a cloudy day, so we didn't have the highest elevation. It was a while of free fall. You do get a little bit... Like,
what were we, like 8,600 feet, I think they said.
Yeah.
Which they said a good optimal, you want to be 10,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a little cloudy.
But because there was overcast, after he pulled it, we swung like a swing, stared at the ceiling, floating down, and the guy's asking me, so what do you want to do? And I'm like, well, get me close enough to my friend. I can yell to him, and I yelled to the other. No.
No, I thought it was.
I thought it was
your
brother-in-law.
It might have been Jason. Yeah.
If you want to use his name, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Jason. And I could yell to somebody. I think it might have been Jason. And he yelled back. And he's like, okay, now what do you want to do? And you can't think of anything, but I saw a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, can you get us in that cloud? Because I'm thinking about like the Care Bears as a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
I'm
like, can you? And I'm expecting it to be like fog because it looks like a floating mass of fog. So he brings us towards it. It wasn't large. Like, I guess like the size of like several vans together, right? And and so we're going towards it, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then a minute, everything's kind of cloudy. But you could see it. It's so dense, you can see it between your fingers. You can't see that with fog.
Oh,
when
really?
When you go into fog, it dissipates as you walk towards it, and you never go into fog,
oh,
right?
Because
you've always got a circle of visibility, and depending how dense it is. This, I could see, like, I could see the moisture.
But it's not.
I could see, like, floating moisture through my fingers, like cold steam, and then poof out the other side. And
totally.
It was a...
Now, you just mentioned Care Bears, because they'd be in the clouds. Uh-huh. You know who's in the clouds? Is Disney's Tailspin. Mm. Remember Disney's Tailspin? They had a show with about the pilot.
Cloud Kicker?
Kit Cloud Kicker. And he would wakeboard.
Because
he had the rope. Yeah, he'd wakeboard behind a cargo plane. And I just thought, wow, do they not pay for fuel? Like, those guys fly around like it doesn't cost a thing.
It's gold.
But they're bears, and they are surfing on clouds. So.
They were on a budget, though.
That was a shitty plane.
That is true.
You know what? It had Han Solo's ship? The Millennium Falcon. It had a Millennium Falcon sort of feel to it.
It did.
Because that was a junker that went really fast.
Right.
Yeah.
And Babu's plane was a junker that went fast. He was always outrunning the air pirates.
I forget that guy's name is. Oh my god! Children's shows are so cheesy. I just remembered his name. It was Don Carnage.
That's right.
Yeah.
You were into this show, eh?
No, I liked that show growing up. Yeah.
No.
And
I'm
you know,
you.
I didn't even know wakeboarding was a thing yet. Nobody did.
Yeah.
I made my kids watch it. I straight up did. I'm like,
you
guys,
thought about
this will
that.
Be good TV
like,
for you.
There's some watch. Things like that you want to dig up from your childhood that like. It's on VHS, but it's out there, and nobody's going to believe you that somebody paid to make that.
Darkwing Duck.
Right.
Kiddio.
I don't remember Kiddio.
Yeah, it was a bad show.
Chippendale, Rescue Rangers.
Some stuff you can't relive, though.
Yeah, no.
All those Nickelodeon
true.
Shows, you know? Like yeah. The, yeah, that was bad.
Oh, but He-Man and She-Ra on Netflix now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can get down with that. And it is sexist. They didn't even edit out the sexist parts.
Hey, shout out to Netflix for paying to produce like all sorts of shit. Plus putting good shit like that on you know,
to Netflix
in high def or whatever it is.
Now,
it's sexist, you say? Sorry.
Jeff, you're all down with the news and whatnot.
Oh, not
I keep
recently,
hearing,
but yeah.
Okay, but I keep hearing about Netflix being bankrupt.
What?
Okay, that is garbage.
This is a joke. Well, no. I don't know anything about that. I've been really busy not working for the last couple weeks.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I've been really busy, and I'm not going to lie, I'm like not at all in touch with the news. Because normally what I do at work is I sit there on a stool and play with my phone, and playing with my phone usually means reading a lot of news. So because I'm not working, I'm not reading the news.
Mm. Getting stuff done, though.
I'm getting some stuff done.
The irony is beautiful.
Isn't it?
He's doing some adulting while he's not working.
It really is.
Love it.
But yeah,
you a little bit for all this.
I know, and I don't mean to rub it in everybody's noses. I started to feel really bad.
You make me feel bad.
I'm sorry, Brad. I remember feeling, you remember, because I was in Europe a minute ago, and I felt really bad in some places, because people would be like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation.
You're running away from your problems.
Yeah, I'm running away from my problems. And and I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, working. Working as much as I can because I have to work to survive. And I'll be like, oh, I'm a dickhead.
And even though you're Canadian, they're like, stupid American.
Yeah, and even though you're Canadian, they're like, stupid North American. Canada's in North America. They're basically the same thing.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
You know what I say to people that say, yeah, North America, you're Americans. I said, is that what you say to Mexicans? Because Mexico's in North America.
Yeah.
So you don't say, no, but anyway. Hmm.
I got it.
Yeah. You know what I'm getting at.
You know what I did get called out for?
What's that?
I was, no word of a lie, I was in L.A. and I'm like, yeah, I'm Canadian. And this buddy turns to me and goes, oh, yeah, you guys are almost Canadian. I'm like,
almost American?
What do you mean? No, almost Canadian.
What is he? Yeah.
But
what
you said that you
he
were Canadian.
Says, well, you guys don't get cold. You guys don't. And
oh,
he started busting
you say you're
our
from
chops
BC, Vancouver,
because
yeah.
I said Vancouver. And yeah, he knew. He's like, no, you
oh,
guys don't actually get
so
cold.
So even though
you're not
from
Canadians.
Canada, you're not
and
a real Canadian.
It was just a random, random conversation, but he was a chill dude.
I know
he
what you mean.
Guy.
But then did you say fuck you in French?
Yeah.
Tabernacle.
Pouge le camp.
Poutine. You know what?
What you mean. You know, we're not real Canadians in that sense.
Unless
you're from like northern BC, you know, it's just so mild.
Our differences doesn't make us less Canadian than the Newfies. We were the last province to join on, but we did join on. Mm-hmm. We're part of the country. If you're going to war, which country are you going to war for? Okay, you're going to dodge a draft. Brad, tough. You're probably going to in.
Oh,
you're respectful.
I'll go
guy.
To war for Canada.
Yeah?
Wait, what was the options? We're going to war for Canada, right?
Well, there's a world war, and I suppose Britain. I don't know. We're associated with Britain. I don't understand.
We were talking about this last night, no, Ernie, and about the tie to the army. And, you know, with the right Hitler in front of me, you're fucking right.
No. If Canada has to defend itself domestically, I mean, like, if there's an invasion, in a heartbeat, I'm joining the military.
Well put. Exactly.
You know what? Yep. But like when we go and like we try to be big brother or like
micromanage
some
situation.
You know, like some nanny in some other country, like they don't really need my help. But if we have to defend ourselves from like the United States,
Well,
that's not gonna last long, is it?
I don't think
you're still standing up to fight, or you just what do you do?
I think
Canada.
We're at odds
I want
more
to defend Canada.
With the US.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want us to be okay, so...
Yeah, do what you have to.
Yeah.
War of, what was it, 1818?
Yeah,
you guys 1812. Know 1812?
1812.
Yeah. Where we burned down the White House?
Allegedly.
Okay, you American listeners have never heard of this because your government's hidden it from you.
Oh, they're
I'm
drinking
sure
the Kool-Aid.
We learned it in school.
Yes.
They're not talking that shit in the elementary school. An American textbook looks very good for America.
I bet it does.
And we're the
History's
only...
History's written by the victor.
The Americans brag about being the never being defeated on domestic soil when they have.
Oh, do they say that?
They do.
Yes.
That I've
you know
heard
what?
That said.
You know what? There's no Americans here to defend that. So
easy when you're on a boat.
Americans, if you're listening, I never want to be young again @gmail.com. I know it's a long title. I apologize. It's a lot of typing with
it's
your thumb.
Stopping the hate mail.
Yeah. It's probably stopping the people searching the show either from our modest following. We do have a following, though. We have regular downloads and a regular amount of people.
The show's for us, buddy.
Yeah, fuck you for listening.
You know, there are dozens and dozens of films, you know, movies that are out there that I think were pretty much made just because people want to make a movie. You know, like it was just for fun. Like, it wasn't for art. Or maybe they thought it would be good, but they had more fun making it than anybody did watching it. There are some bad movies out there.
I kind of like that, though, for some reason. You know,
oh, yeah, because you're like, yeah, hey, here's 20 friends or whatever that, you know, like, raised some money, went to some, you know, went panhandling some studios and got something made. But you know that this is like...
Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
No, That didn't look more fun to make than it was to watch.
No, it was scary. It wasn't a comedy, but they might have had a lot of fun making it.
Workaholics looks like a lot of fun to make.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's fun to watch, too. I'll give them credit for that, but, you know, some of these more amateur endeavors.
Has probably the most fun continuously is, like, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Improv
comics. That's the improv, right? Mm-hmm.
But improv looks fun.
Well,
I'm not quick enough for that.
You'd like it, but...
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm not quick enough for that.
It's practice. It's like you could learn to rap if you practice.
Sure.
I think Jeff would
you
have
could
to
learn
be on
to
the
be
spot.
Flavor, Flavor Flav. Riff Rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like Riff Rap.
You just... That's how rapping started, I imagine. I wasn't there.
I'm going to be the rap game Donald Glover.
MC Donald Glover?
No. Rap game, Donald Glover.
Oh.
Yeah. I ball so hard, I should have played for the Grizzlies.
Vancouver Grizzlies?
Yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah. So, Trevor, I did have another first experience here last week. That was pretty dope.
What's
I
his name?
I really enjoyed it. funny. No, duck hunting. I have told you about it, but...
And
I gotta say,
love self-sufficiency, so
it's right up that alley, man.
How many ducks did you catch?
Well, the group got six, which was not an impressive number, but whatever. And okay. I brought three home, so yeah, nice. No, it was fun. You know, it's straight.
And
yeah.
What's this? So what? You're walking in like a bog, right?
No,
because you bought time, waders, some pretty yeah, badass waders.
This
for
time
it.
We were in a like a it's a little farmer's ravine with a little river, and you just lay against the bank. And you set up the duck blind, and then you have your decoys, and the decoys are over the field and in the water, and you call them in. So you sit there on the duck horn, and yeah, that's right.
Just crack, like they make on that show.
Duck yeah. Commander, yeah. Man, there was two of them there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And the ducks so, just come?
Yeah, and the ducks fly in, go for a landing, and it's open season. Yeah.
Have you eaten any of your duck yet?
I have not.
Oh,
but we've so prepped it up. Yeah, we're going to do it this weekend, I think.
I don't know stir anything fry, about apparently. Hunting, but I think duck hunting, you use a shotgun.
Yeah.
You're using, what, a 12-gauge
yep.
shotgun?
Yep, just your traditional
oh, shotgun. Did you have right? the kids with you?
Yeah. Hey?
Were the kids with you?
Not this time.
Because, Trevor, I don't know, I learned this accidentally. You know, you go down a rabbit hole in, like, Wikipedia or something, something called 410-gauge, which isn't a gauge, it's a caliber.
Right.
But, basically, they make a shotgun small enough for children to shoot, mm-hmm. and these shotgun shells are small enough that you can fit them in some revolvers.
Oh wow!
They're like so small because it's less than half yep. an inch, so 0.410 inches is like a little bit bigger than a cigarette, a little bit smaller than half an inch, which is like a AA battery.
Yeah, that
and it's for children.
Well.
And I thought that is sweet that the gun manufacturers are, you know, because they've already got like for rifles like .22 caliber for like kids, you know.
Yeah.
And for like shooting squirrels and stuff, and I think it's cool. Now kids can have little shotguns too.
Yeah, yeah, fun.
So that's an American product, right?
American? Huh? No, they got them everywhere.
I feel like they invented the child shotgun.
You know what? Shit, I don't know, but oh, I've wait. Always wanted to go duck hunting.
You know what? That's a very Canadian thing to say because if you think about it, there's a lot of countries in the world where guns are just as popular.
Really? Just like naturally, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
better,
some people are just naturally. They like mad. to show off. They're like, oh, look out. Or they care about how they look. I think some people are just like that without, like, the interference of media or anything.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Nature
totally,
versus nurture.
Totally agree. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Not me, though. I dress like shit.
You got a nice... Jeff, are we not going to talk about your leather jacket that you picked up since you came back from Europe?
I think it fits you beautifully, by the way.
I didn't mean to wear this. I was going to wear a hoodie, but it's in the wash.
See, yeah, this
okay.
is
no,
a
it's nice
so,
leather
no,
jacket.
I, you're probably going to notice this too. I'm wearing black jeans.
It has the motorcycle neck.
Oh
my God, he's been Europe.
No, there's a European dress code.
Oh my
and
God.
It's black jeans and a leather jacket. And in half the places a scarf, here. The other half places not a scarf. But this is like everybody, it's so meat and potatoes. I can't believe like 95% of people you see are wearing that.
Black
like
jeans
and
a leather
women.
Jacket.
Yes, it's ridiculous. So I thought, you know, when in Rome,
I've had two or three leather jackets. I love leather jackets. I'm with you.
Some people are against it, like leather, because it's like animals. But you know, people eat beef. Those animals are going to get skinned. What do you want to do with it? Throw it out?
They are literally born to die. I'm sorry.
So
that is the point
aren't
of their
we all?
Existence.
We're
they wouldn't be built.
Dude, in a Buddhist kind of way.
No, but we're
no,
destined
but
to have kids and become
they're breeding
fertilizer.
Them for eating. They wouldn't have been here
yes.
if they weren't.
Okay, Brad makes a good point.
So yes. that is the point. I'm
yes.
sorry.
No,
it's cold.
There's nobody you need to apologize
but
to.
But that is the bottom line. Is it is...
Their food.
Their food. I'm yeah. sorry. That's the... Right. No apologizing for it.
No, I agree with you. No apologizing for it. Just... There's a lot of feelings about it, but see, I go about it a different way than you. You hunted ducks.
Yep.
And I think, and those ducks are arguably there to collect, but how you used...
They're in the wild. There are other predators in the wild.
But no, forget the other predators, but you got a certain amount of meat, right?
Yep.
Because of the type of the duck they were.
Of course.
And you had the excitement of hunting.
Yep.
See, I think, man, I could probably buy some ducklings... And just feed them enough till they yeah. grow up, and then they're just there. Because I get a different breed of duck,
yeah,
more that greasy Chinese food duck. Mm-hmm. That, and It's funny because that's where my instincts go when I want to gather food. Mm-hmm.
No,
and I
just
fish.
Go to a turkey though, and you get turkeys.
Well, we have turkeys up there.
Yeah.
They're
I know what
fat.
You're saying though, but like yeah, like you keep cows in a pen. You don't let them run like.
I could keep the
fuck that.
I could probably keep
them.
The ducks
I'm
with
gonna,
the chickens.
I'm gonna go right out and throw it out there. I'm okay with
Brad,
shooting an animal.
I think some of that's recreation. And some of it's you get to eat it later.
Yeah.
You
get to go out and have a day with the guy.
But with Trevor, I think he's just talking about, like, if I know I'm going to eat this for food, it's easier if it's already in a cage.
And if I got a bunch of boys and a bunch of girls, they'll make me more.
Right.
Right? They'll just, like,
you just gotta feed
there's all my ducks for a while. And it's a different mentality. There's nothing against it. I'm not arguing one better than the other. Ideally, you do both. As harvesting for food. If you're feeding your family, you do whatever you can, right? So you take farming and hunting and bring them together.
Yep.
Hunter and gatherer work together as a...
Yeah.
That and I'm not saying I'm like a super farmer because I have a couple chickens, but that's the way my brain has started to work.
Of course.
Yeah. Itemizing.
Trevor, you read Art of War?
Some of it.
Brad?
No.
Okay. Art of War.
I listened to some audiobook and read some of it.
Well, I actually listened to the whole audio book because but they have a lot of good lessons in there that seem very obvious, but they are timeless. And this is about militaries. This was about stealing your what's it called? Your
wait for the listeners. What is Art of War?
Our Art of War.
I know
War
it's famous.
There's a book about how to run your army.
It was written.
Yep.
It was written. I don't know, 5,000 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Probably more like 500 years ago.
Is it?
And it's about strategy for war.
Yeah. Oh,
and a lot of people
use it. Strategy. That's the word I'm looking for.
A lot of people use it in business. And
he say like a pound of food that you steal from your enemy.
They don't have anymore.
Is
yet.
No, but a pound of food you steal from them is worth 5 pounds for you. Because you had to pay for it and like transport it, and there's all this labor involved, so you gain more by taking something for free and having not packed it around. That's more valuable than something you brought with you. And so in that sense, when you're hunting like Brad's suggesting, you didn't have to feed that duck that you're shooting out of the sky. You know, you didn't have to feed it and raise it and all that. Or if you shoot a deer, you didn't have to, you know, feed that thing grass for, I don't know, 2 years.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, that's more valuable because you didn't put anything into it besides your time and some lead.
You just picked it up.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Right.
Well, the time you spent was finding it, killing it, and whatever. And the cleaning is going
to
be...
But you didn't have to feed it. And in one of these self-sufficiency situations, you know...
And that's why I say you need both, because you can get bulk almost... Less you can get the food for less work is essentially what you're saying. Less work and less investment, and that is good as long as the hunting is good. But if you've got the ducks or if you're breeding, you can pretty much count it out. Be like, this is how many I need a year. Mm-hmm. This is how many I can eat. They also give you eggs, but you do have to make sure they got some food. So you're spending all that time getting the food and shit. Yeah.
So I did do some internship.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's rare.
You're
hired. Doing your job?
Sweet.
You don't get paid
I was going to say, do I get raised?
You get a 100% bonus.
Trevor touches me inappropriately, but that's about it. The Art of War. The Art of War was by Sun Shanxi. I don't know. I'm not saying it right.
Yeah.
But written in the 5th century. So somewhere between 401 and 500.
So Trevor was right when he said about 500 years ago. Or no, because we're 19. No. No, it was 2,500 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. Because 5th century BC, because we're in AD, AD comes after BC.
Yep.
So we're 2,000 years into this.
We're about equally wrong.
So it's 500 years
split
below.
The difference.
Ooh, you know what? Cheers to that.
Art of War.
Clink, clink. Ooh. Oh, wow. That is old. 2,500 years,
And true today. You know, that's the coolest thing. I actually have a little affliction for that. Mm-hmm. Is we don't know that we're living better as far as sociology than the Romans did or anybody else.
Well, they had slaves; they were living great.
There's different ways of looking at that.
I'm not suggesting that we get slaves again, but it built the quality of life for people who.
Oh,
live there.
Jeff has a light bulb.
Do you guys remember that segment we had a little while ago that sort of fizzled and faded called Unpopular Opinions?
I don't know.
I remember it very well. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you fucked me when I brought it up.
Yeah, I did. Well, I've got one.
He talked about the segment for like a week. I was really excited he wanted to bring something in. I set him up. He's like, I have no unpopular opinions. Everything I say is... I'm still mad about that now.
I just couldn't think of one. I was on
which
the
one you want? You want to bring it? You want to bring that segment back?
Which one's on?
Because
well,
no,
I just want to. Ooh, well, I'm gonna bring something.
Unpopular opinions.
Yeah, I said
Jeff,
like. Well, I thought it'd be a fun thing to ask. I thought it'd be a fun thing to ask each other or ask guests. Do you hold something unpopular? Because some people, you know, they believe the Earth is flat, and some people believe you should have like, what's that called? Olives on pizza. You know.
Yeah.
That's an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think marijuana should be legalized.
And I like that.
And that but, is...
But let's talk about my thing.
Okay.
All right. What's your thing?
Child labor is a good thing.
Unpopular opinion. Yep.
Okay. And I'll say another thing is what we call, quote unquote, sweatshops. Not a bad thing. It's not a great thing. The only problem with those two things is people being treated poorly. I don't have any problems with an 8-year-old working in a factory so long as they're reasonably equipped to like be safe and they're not treated poorly. You shouldn't treat any employees poorly, whether they're children or whether they're working 16 hours a day.
No. What the society and the lifestyle dictates, that is. I mean, we are blessed here in Canada, but...
But are we? Because we look at other countries and we think like sweatshops and like child labor is only something that happens in developing countries. Well, we used to be a developing country that had both like, you know, poor
child
factory
labor.
We had child labor.
Yep.
And
we have a lot of guilt.
But every society, every, what's it called, developed country, they've gone through a period of about 100 years. Ours was the Industrial Revolution and sort of that era where, yeah, you had child labor and you had, you know, sweatshop type conditions, and then your workforce got more skilled, and so you could start making better products and doing things better, and you got better at manufacturing just in general, and
the Industrial Revolution,
and you get out of that period where you have to hire children and shit, and
it's a good startup,
and other countries do it. It's not just us. It's not just the United States or Britain. It's developing countries now still do this, and I was reading this thing about people that work at Foxconn. You've heard of Foxconn?
No.
They make iPhones.
Okay.
We've all heard of iPhones. They make a lot of other things, but they're like the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer.
Fair enough.
So this is that company that had to install nets to stop its employees from jumping off the roof. They literally did install suicide nets.
I shouldn't laugh at the suicide nets.
No,
but it's...
But it's a thing, and it's what we think of when we talk about, like, sweatshops.
We've
got
a real problem. People, our employees,
no,
want to kill themselves
it's
by jumping off.
I think about
this company
think
has,
about
like,
stocks.
3 million employees or something like that.
You know what? You know what?
High
okay,
risk.
Should we make happier employees? No. Let's just put nets so that they can't kill themselves.
So I was reading an account from somebody who knew the reputation that Foxconn had, but still wanted to work there. Because this person, they were in high school, and they didn't have any work experience, and they didn't have money to go to, like, trade school or anything like that. So they can get a job at Foxconn where they, like, just work you to the bone, but then he's like, I'm going to work there for, like, 1 year or 2 years, and then when I'm done, I'll have some experience, I'll have a line in my resume, and I can get a job that's slightly less abusive. Is, like, the gist of it. And our society did that as well as others, and soon they won't have to do it either.
As long as they let them quit and don't abuse them, I suppose low wages. So what are you justifying about them? Because you're saying
some
they
people
don't
are
do...
just some people are just against that, but it's a temporary thing that you have to
unions.
Do. But it's a thing you've got to do to get your country out of that era.
But it's like communism. It sounds good on paper.
No,
but
we're
when
all
applied,
doing it.
People just take advantage of it. So the people who are making money are like, you know what? You've got your line on your resume, but you still cost me barely anything. I don't want to train another person. No, you can't leave.
Well, that's a different thing. Like that's just
abuse.
A problem.
They'll
with,
just yeah.
He's
yeah.
That's
what
abuse,
I'm saying that shouldn't exist in.
It shouldn't. And
in
communist should government should dissolve in communism.
But Canada
but it
did
doesn't.
It. The United States did it. Britain did it.
Yes.
A lot
after
of people
protests and
hands.
Unions and
no, we all had our histories, but anyway, but everybody gets to go through that. It's a part of growing up as a country, And I think it's just a phase you go through as a country growing up. But I'm saying that, like, as I said, so long as you treat them well, I think you should be able to like, hire children. And I think people should be allowed to work as long as they want to.
There's an
not
argument,
like, be made to, you know.
There's an argument for what the market will bear.
Yeah.
Which,
what the labor force will bear. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So you're saying Canada or the U.S. or a developed country wouldn't need it anymore.
They don't need it anymore, but they used to do it.
Right. It's like unions. Did Canada need unions? Yeah, for a while. We were blowing people out. Things weren't good.
Yeah.
But now
we got some railroads, though.
Now they sit and they fucking micromanage little issues into big problems.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they slow down our workforce. And
I
think a union should only stay in for a term. 5 years in.
I like it.
And
I like
immediately
it.
Get voted
is
back.
Disposed, and that's fine. Everybody can vote it back in.
Yeah.
And everything continues.
That's a great idea. Term limit for union.
Yeah.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah. Because then it gives employer a chance to show that, no, I'm not going to fuck around anymore. I'm going to treat you guys all fair, and we're going to hold what the market will bear.
But you do that every contract negotiation.
You do, but you're but always
every,
under
that's between you and your
union.
Work.
Yeah,
the union's
exactly.
never at...
Exactly. So, like every contract negotiation you have, management has to be like, oh, we're going to treat you well. We're going to pay you this and whatever.
Right.
But the union still gets to keep their job.
Right.
They should have a contract negotiation
Amen.
With us.
Man.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's always the anti-conformist in the group.
Yep.
Like three guys would be getting vanilla ice cream. That fourth guy will be like, chocolate.
Amen.
Just to be a dick.
But nobody... You're not going to get two people getting vanilla
but
when
I'm
the chocolate's
chocolate
on the table.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm a chocolate guy. Brad?
No, vanilla.
No, I mean I'm the
Fuck you, Brad.
Yeah,
fuck
no, no, no. I didn't
fuck
mean I'm chocolate.
You.
I meant I'll be the anti-conformist, the guy who just wants to disagree.
Yeah.
Because nobody else disagreed, and this shouldn't just
I've
pass
seen
unanimously.
You do that.
Yeah, I'm sure I have every day of my life.
You know what? Speaking of chocolate,
uh-huh.
Brad, you remember when we went camping for the first time?
Oh, shit.
What? Yeah,
this
you're
is
gonna
you
have to get way close to the mic, man.
You guys grew up together, so you knew each other since you were babies. But how
I've known
long
Brad
ago
since
this?
Birth.
Yeah, yeah I was.
But how old were you
Brad
when you
drove,
first went?
Brad had a Porsche.
Yeah,
he had a
say,
shitty Porsche.
About 16, 17.
Yeah.
He was. I mean, you're younger, so he was 16.
I thought we were thinking
and I was,
like 6 years old here.
And I'm.
We went camping together. Well, no, we've been camping, but this was alone. This was our first camping trip. No parents.
Yeah,
right?
No parents.
No,
yeah, we're gone.
We went to Harrison. We had no idea what we were doing. There was no smartphones. There was wow. There was no smartphones. We left. Brad fucking hauled ass down the freeway. We just decided the night before we're not doing anything tomorrow. Let's go camping.
Ass.
And he just runs it through all the way to Harrison. And our parents are like, call us when you get there. Call us when you get there. And we get there and we call them. But we've set up camp and tent and everything like that. We found a place to camp. We went back into town to look for provisions because we had no alcohol and no nothing. We didn't have nothing. And we're like, we didn't think about this at all. We're in Harrison. Harrison's not exactly a city. And when we called our parents, they were like, wow, you made great time getting there.
Yeah.
Fuck, we'd been there for like an hour. No, and it was also the first time I had done mushrooms.
I was going to say, and then we wanted dope.
We were looking for weed or beer or anything. We had no idea walking around Harrison.
Yeah, underage, looking for a boot, whatever.
We've got a campsite
and
hot dogs. We brought cans of food without a can opener. But there's a dude sitting in a sandbox eating an ice cream cone, and he's like a white dude with an afro.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, this guy knows
he
what's
had
up.
Those chubby chicks with him.
He had a couple of chubby chicks, but they were down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you could tell they were
down.
And we're like, hey,
maybe
for
sale.
Do you know where we can buy some weed? He's like, nah. I got mushrooms. We're about to look at each other. We're like, oh, all right. We might as well buy mushrooms.
That sounds like a good idea.
And we bought, I don't know how much, I think he ripped us off, but we probably bought a quarter.
We got plenty high.
We were dipping, we were tearing apart marshmallows and dipping them in the mushrooms.
Yep.
Putting them together, eating them.
Oh, okay, that's one way to hide the taste, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah,
there
it
was,
worked.
There
was
some
money.
Dutch girls
yeah,
across
yeah.
in the campsite, and we're like, We're on our own for one of the first times. We got a tent and we got a fire going. Oh, Dutch girls in it. They got the Dutch magazines with the big long bus. We try to talk to them. Way prettier than us and like a couple years older.
Okay.
Holy shit.
But you know how like they're still friendly because Europeans got more of a friendly nature unless you're selling
Funny,
them anything.
Funny, they say the same thing about us.
That's why we liked each other, but we couldn't understand a word they were saying.
No.
And then the mushrooms started to kick in. Mm. And I understand less of what they were saying.
Yeah.
We went... Oh,
how was that beach?
How honest do you want to get? Yeah. We, Brad drove us to the beach. We're high on mushrooms. He has one headlight in his a Porsche, which is no problem going to the lake. And we just sat in the fucking lake. And Brad got all philosophical and he's like, Trevor, this side of the lake is your side of the lake. And this side of the lake is my side. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Together, you own the whole lake.
So high.
It was a good time. It was our first camping trip.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mushrooms are great.
Yeah.
I think they're a positive influence on life.
Well, there's a lot of microdosers out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
But even just like full dosers. Like they say somebody did a... Oh, this is terrible. Somebody did a study of people incarcerated and for violent crimes or whatever, and their drug history, and mushrooms was on the thing. Like that, they surveyed them. They're like, "Oh, have you ever done mushrooms?" And so they do this like with like all the inmates in their sample group or whatever. They found that only like 20% of people who have done mushrooms at least once. Only like 20% of them would like have committed a violent crime. Everybody else is just like, it's just not in them. Like once you have like a hallucinogenic, like epiphany, a good spirit quest, you don't feel the need to hurt people, you know, like it opens your mind up. You're more,
but wasn't there like a huge propaganda about, hallucinogenics back in the '70s and murders and shit like that?
No, there was propaganda
there, right?
Like, yeah.
They,
was it just straight bullshit?
No,
I think it was straight bullshit.
It likely was the government demonizing the...
Well, one does think, yeah.
Because you don't want too many people having epiphanies. Because too many people might realize the government's bullshit.
You know what? And it is one of those things...
Fat, stupid.
There's a lot of people that draw a line in the sand and they're like, oh, I don't do drugs, but I do anything like... I'll do weed and mushrooms.
Something that grows in the ground.
Yeah, yeah, it's organic. Yeah.
That's something made in a bathtub.
What's that other stuff? Ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah.
What's that again?
It's like some cactus type thing.
People take it, throw up, and like shit themselves, but have it.
Total. Is that more of that stuff where you see the mother ghost or whatever?
You might see that. You might see whatever.
You know what you were talking about before you went skydiving? I was going to mention this. You were saying... when you go skydiving, what you want to do is you want to like, you know, you want to shit first and like have a piss first. You don't want to see how scared you're going to get.
I evacuated as
much as I
could.
That's what I did the first time I did salvia.
Oh, yeah.
It's like weird. Good it's plan. Like not, it's not even illegal. It's just some weird, you smoke this plant or whatever. And then for like 30 seconds, you're like.
Tripping balls.
It's
another one that falls into that.
It's like a 30 second long, like hallucinogenic thing that is intense. And it was so intense, you like kind of want to make sure you have shit before you do it.
No, it reminded me of that. There's a straight up following that all those drugs bring
you
to another plateau.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a terrible record of soiling myself or anything like that, but
no, neither do I.
It comes
better
up.
Safe than.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many layers to a human being, and
I wish I could say I had a perfect record for not soiling myself, but that wouldn't be a complete.
I love
honest.
Those videos on YouTube where you
Why
watch
do we
people
have to make
like
eye contact
jumping
there?
Out some window. You haven't seen this?
What's that?
These videos on YouTube, there'll be a guy and he'll be like, you know, smoke salvia and he'll jump out the window or something. Or he'll just do some crazy. It's kind of fun watching people get high on YouTube. I'm not going to lie. I don't know how they let it on YouTube, but.
Well, they sell this in the stores legally. You can buy salvia. I've seen it in a gas station.
Really?
I think so. Corner store market.
Dude, they sell whippets in Amsterdam just like. Not even at like weed shops, just in like stores, like corner stores. They just have like whippets.
Wow.
They're like cigarettes. Like, fuck if you want.
Like,
why should we stop you?
And I'd be talking
well, that
like.
That is the truth, man. That's where the Yanks have have some leverage on us, I think.
He was talking about, where are you talking about?
Amsterdam.
No, I know you were talking about Amsterdam, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, you should have the right to drink this beer.
You should have the right to ruin your body as much as you want to kill your brain.
Sorry.
I know, absolutely.
If you're going to suffer the ends, you're going to pay your way out of it or pay for your medical, you do your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Game on, man. It's your terms.
There is a gym out there. I heard this on the CBC. I'll give them props for that. There's a gym out there that in their changing room, they're not allowed nudity anymore. You're not allowed to be naked in the swimming pool change room. What kind of a nanny state are we living in? Like, what kind of a country are we living in where they're like, you can't even get naked in the change room? For shit's sake, I gotta have a shower.
So I can't bang my wife in there?
Well, it's...
You can't even use... Well, you can. You can go in the family one and use
the
stall.
Oh, you can go to the family one and use the change room stall. But I'm just saying, like...
I remember when I took Megatron to the pool and instead of going to the family... Because it was just me and him. And I'm like... We don't need to go to the family one. We can go in the men's section. It's just us guys, right? Let's go in there. And we go in there, and I'm like, okay, changing shorts. He's like, but people see my penis. And I go, they will, but you're going to see other... It's we're just changing. This is just boys.
That's a difficult thing to explain to a child, isn't it? Like, why it's okay now, where normally you say it's not okay.
Well, yeah, because kids, they'll get naked if they can. So you got to explain to them, like... You know
why it's okay this time.
Let's not do it in a restaurant. We'll let you do it at certain beaches, right? Like it's the thing. But he had that first initial because getting naked in public. This is a public place to him. It's a public place.
I'm still uncomfortable getting naked in public. Like it's a little bit weird.
I've done the nude beach thing a couple of times, and that's a good story, but I'm not going to tell it today. Yeah. But it's hard to get over.
I started doing that actually because. Anyway, the only reason I brought this up is just because I think it's, like, people are trying to make rules about everything. I don't think there should be a rule that says you can't smoke weed, or that you can't do mushrooms, or you can't do whippets. I think there's so many rules that you can't have a dog in a grocery store. It's dumb. All these rules, there's too many rules. But, you remember when I was living in that van for a bit?
Yeah, when you're homeless. Homeless Jeff?
Yeah, well,
actually, you're homeless again, aren't you?
No, I'm couch surfing. I have, I got a... a membership for a gym that has showers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have like the regular like family showers for the pool and whatever. Then they got the like VIP one, you know, the executive lounge.
Oh, yeah.
They got those ones. And it's only like a tiny bit more. And I'm like, hey, I'm living in a van. I can treat myself. So they got a computer in there and like they got like leather chairs and stuff. They've got a towel service and there's a guy that's like always cleaning it up. They have like a little mouthwash things and individual like... toiletries and stuff. But anyway, so there's all these 80-year-old guys, and you know, like the stereotype about 80-year-old guys, they'll put their leg way up on the thing and just let the nuts hang.
Yeah.
Well, that exists here as well.
You know what? Because they see you're uncomfortable and they're like,
no, but
this
place has got a TV on, so you'll see some guys, hands on their hips, totally naked, just staring at the TV going, ah, yeah, fuck yeah, Bure or whatever the 1980s hockey player is. Now, it took me about a week in of me, like, you know, walking across the room in a towel before I'm just like, no, I'm not even bringing a towel.
Yeah, no.
And
I have not played to it ever. And
I'm not an 80-year-old man, but I'm not in the best shape. And I got to tell you what, after about a week, you don't care.
Yeah. You got to get used to it.
And you know what's funny? Making people uncomfortable. Because you know that's something I'm a fan of. I wonder if these old guys that do that. Because there'd be guys coming in to go to the gym, you know, like 20-year-olds and stuff. They're trying to look good for Instagram and swollen shit. And you see these guys, and it makes them uncomfortable. And it's kind of funny because they, you know, they haven't been doing it long enough to know that, like, hey, this is just what you do. When you're an old man, you just let it hang out. And you put your leg up on the stool or on the, you put your leg up on the bench and you let them hang.
You did.
Because you're trying to air dry them.
I am air drying them. How did we get on this?
You brought it up.
Shit. That's the worst way to get on a topic with me.
But you know what? I go to the shower, I wear a towel through, and then I get changed. And I notice there is still a lot of guys and maybe older millennials, I suppose, that pretty much wrap a towel around their waist, pull off their wet shorts, and then like scooch on their underwear before they drop the towel.
No, see, that's not necessary.
I mean, you know what? Stand against the wall if you want. Your ass is hanging out.
I usually drop your drawers,
put them on.
When it's that kind of setting,
or if you're Jeff, put your leg up on the stool and let him swing.
No, that's only when I'm having a joke. But like, you know, like, but no, normally I'll at least turn away from somebody who I'm like getting naked in front of. I'll usually at least turn away from them.
Right.
Yeah. That's courtesy.
Absolutely.
It's called courtesy. We live in a society. There are rules.
Well, I want to thank you for when you came in and sat in the studio that you put a towel on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the listeners, Jeff is naked right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's customary if you're going to be a nudist to put a towel down, right?
You know what? They do that. The strippers do that at the Number 5 Orange. They have it's not a towel. It's a little bandana. So you can picture a bandana. It's what, like 18 inches by 18 inches, you know, tied around your head or some shit. And so because they're wearing basically nothing for bottoms, they'll like drape this thing out like a little sheet on the chair they're about to sit down on, and they'll sit on their handkerchief sort of bandana thing, and that's what they do to not get like gross stuff on the seats or get gross stuff on them.
Hmm. Well,
it's
considering
like some
your
occupational health and safety thing, I don't know, but they all do it. I think it's a rule.
It sounds like a good rule. I support it.
It is a good rule.
It just makes sense.
I swear to God, this girl went and sat on my lap unprovoked. And she put her bandana on my lap, and I'm like, it's touching my jeans now.
Oh, because it's been on every...
Yeah.
But if all the girls are wearing a towel, then it's only kind of gross.
God, it's still kind of gross.
Jeff.
I still told her to fuck off.
I don't know how picky you're going to be with your strippers. You're
very.
Hanging out with degenerates.
The more you know.
That was years and years ago. But it was a thing about, you know,
we germs. Don't go to the strippers anymore, really.
Yeah.
We used to do that.
You know what? They're really disappointing me these days. I don't know what's happened in the scene, but maybe I'm just more jaded, but I really don't like what I'm seeing.
For the listeners, when we were younger, Jeff, more than anyone I knew, not only critiques strippers.
It's one of my favorite things.
And he has names for all their, like, the inverted pulse.
Oh, yeah. No, because they got so many cool tricks. Because they do it in that aerobics thing now. So, you know what? Now they have, like, actual terms for them. Before, I was just making stuff up.
But talking about her tits. He's rating her outfit. He's like...
Like, some of them have very elaborate costumes. Like, costumes that probably cost $500, you know? Like, very elaborate. And not hoary at all. Just cool. Like, a cool big velvet cape. You're like, damn.
It's still hoary.
Yeah, it is.
Because they're whores.
Whoa.
Some of them.
Some of them? Some of them actually are.
Yes. Remember at the Number 5 one? No, not.
No, dude. We were at the Surrey? Bird.
Yeah.
We were at the Bird.
Oh, Jeff. The Bird. Jeff, what happened at the Bird?
There was this girl there, a stripper, who was, she like yelled something because there's loud music, you know, it's a bar. She yelled something at the guys next to us in the front row. And he pretended that he didn't hear, and so she yelled a little bit louder. And then, what'd she say, Trevor?
I think I looked at you, and I'm like, I didn't hear what I just heard. Did you hear that? You're like, no, I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, it sounded like she said, do you want a blowjob?
Yeah, to this guy. And so I asked this friend, I go, hey, did she just straight proposition? He go, yeah.
No. Actually, I remember, we asked him, what did he say to her? And he's like, I don't know. Can you ask him? And so he turned and asked him. And I can remember, like, he didn't turn around to answer us, but I heard the guy say, no, it's not for free. So that answered my question. She did proposition a blowjob. There was a girl you kind of liked there. I hope you don't mind me talking about this.
I forget.
There was an adorable girl next door doing shots all over the place. And we bought our shot. This girl was getting hammered and was adorable. And you're like, I want a lap dance from this girl.
I forget.
I hope you don't mind me bringing it up.
No, go ahead. What
happened? But she was walking around and you like flagged her down. You're like, hey, can I get a dance? And she goes, I'm just going to give this other guy a dance. And there was this big, like kind of a big chubby, like kind of a gangstery looking dude who went back to get a dance. And you're like, well, look me up after. And she said, okay. And kind of like usually they're really excited that you want to give them money for dancing.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. She went back. We didn't see him again for half an hour, and she never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Now,
he was probably gone more than half an hour. It was
probably,
a while.
Probably, yeah.
It was probably like 45 minutes. But they were gone for a long time, and then we never saw her again. We're there for like another couple hours.
I guess she made enough money for that night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, there's some ballers out there. I'm not one of them.
No. Well, it sounds like that it's because, you know, the owner of a gentleman's club will enforce a level of, you know, like will either not encourage the prostitution or allow it to go on and basically charge women more for working there or cut their wages because they're making some on the side and they're making way more doing that. So maybe if you're looking for a good time.
Nah. That's not. That's still not the good place to go for a good
time.
You know,
down
Where's a good place to go, Jeff?
I don't know.
You know, down in America?
America? Where are you going, America?
You know, yeah.
Most big cities, they the strippers pay the clubs.
I've heard that.
Oh, no. Yo, that's how it works. It's like when you're a taxi driver, you pay the taxi company to lease the car for 12 hours. And yeah, it's like that where you pay them an amount per shift to work in their club, just like a hairdresser does.
Yeah,
it's just like a hairdresser. Hairdressers pay for the chair, and then, you know, they make what they make. And so sometimes, if you're a stripper, you can go home losing money.
But, like, I mean, we went to Spearmint Rhinos on that stag there. And
shout out to Spearmint Rhinos.
Oh, my God, man.
Like, where is that?
It's crazy. We got VIP service from the airport in this double stretch F-350 limo. It was crazy. We rolled in the back door, like, 8, 9 o'clock at night. Big bottles, crazy women everywhere. The crazy thing is, like, we're walking in, and they're doing a shift change, and these broads are rolling out in fucking Lambos. Like, I'm watching you. Porsches, Lambos. There was a squadron of bloody girls doing a shift change. And, yeah, we're walking in, talking to them, right? There's 16 guys.
They're living well.
We're having to have a good night.
It is a baller place.
And, oh, it's fucking crazy, man. But we...
Never been to Vegas.
Yeah, so we go in this place. There's got to be, honestly, 8 different center stages. It is literally packed, and it's a 2-to-1 woman-to-man ratio.
Wow.
It is sick. And they are all over everybody, talking,
flirting,
pouring just booze on everybody. It was crazy. We partied all night there. Literally, we rolled out at 7:42 in the morning. Out the front door, in the back door, out the back door, or out the front door. It was a sick, sick night. It was awesome. Spearmint Rhinos.
Yeah, except that place and Beecher's Madhouse are notorious for overcharging people's credit cards. If you're dumb enough to give your credit card to a bar, oh man, I feel sorry for you.
These guys I was rolling with, Jeff, I had to play poor man. I'm just straight up.
They were taking you on services.
And like literally, man, I'm not shitting you. We rolled in with 3 bottle services, 2 whiskey, 1 vodka. So it was
that's like what, 500 each?
No, they were 1,800 for the fucking vodka and 2,000 for the whiskey.
Right? Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
But these places have been accused like over and over and over again because happens. If you leave your credit card or whatever for a thing, they'll just add 10 grand and say you were too drunk to remember. When you say like, no, I didn't spend that. I had 3 drinks. They're like, you spent 10 grand. And they just do that because they get away with it over and over again.
I'm sure they do. Absolutely. Yeah,
so
local bars do that.
And they pump you, man.
Yeah, I've known bartenders that are just like,
give your credit card to a bartender.
So that's exactly what we're rolling with. Yeah. Right? And these guys, no doubt, I mean, a bunch of them make, you know, $300,000-$400,000 a year in their drinks. Like, they have no responsibilities, so they don't give a fuck. But, which is great. But they start pumping you. So, like, the bottle starts getting empty and shit. They pump more hotter women in there. And every one of them's like, yeah, no, let's do another VIP service. And,
nice.
Like, I mean, the boys, by the end of the night, I mean, probably had legitimately 6 bottle services on it. And, like, this is our first night in Vegas.
So, like, how much would that bill have been at the end of the day?
Oh, easy. Conservatively, it would have been $9,000-$10,000.
Oh, wow.
For a single night. It was... And, I mean, I know there's fucking... Ballers,
but between how many guys?
There were 16 of us.
There's no justifying 10
guys
grand.
Are all in a good income level.
And that's
level.
Just the liquor bill. Remember, we are spending 14 hours in wall-to-wall women dances stuff. But still like our Canadian strippers better.
Just why?
Well, because they get naked.
Dude, the industry is a different vibe.
No. Vegas has got to have bottomless dancing. They have hookers.
Private.
No, it's not allowed.
Private.
Legal hookers, no bottomless dancing.
Right. Well, that's not in Vegas. That's like out in the boonies.
Yes, Jeff's right there.
It's not like in the Vegas, like on the Strip, prostitution is not legal.
You got to go down to...
you got to go out to the... Where
Nevada,
the hell it is.
Yeah.
Some show.
Private dances.
Mustang Ranch.
Private dances, they can get naked. But that's still on.
I thought you could go to Vegas and like order a hooker to your room.
Well, you can.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not legal.
I got a story about
Trevor,
that,
Trevor, weed's not legal in Amsterdam.
Oh, Brad, did you order a hooker?
No, I didn't order a
hooker. Ah, come on. Can you pretend you did?
No.
Okay.
No, a buddy of ours was almost too much.
He ordered a hooker?
He ordered a hooker, and so he walks in, and we had a bunch of rooms, and we had gambled and drank all day, and everything was good. We were getting ready to go to dinner and club or whatever, and so he walks in with this large, and now Buddy is, I'm not trying to be boastful, but he is... well endowed, like to the point that he scares chicks away. Like this is a thing through the group. Like everybody understands.
Oh, so he's got a horse cock.
Yeah.
Can
like
we just
to
call
the
him
point.
Horse cock.
Yeah. So sure. Horse cock.
That's
horse
cock. That's a decent nickname. No. Like let's not use his real name.
All right. No, that makes it easy. So horse cock. He. he walks in with this very large.
Was he pretty?
No. I guess.
For a big girl, was she?
For a big girl, she was pretty. No, I like big girls. I got no problem with big girls.
Just like girls.
Yeah, right? Come on. But,
her arms are bigger than my legs.
He fucking...
And when I get on top of her, I can't touch the mattress. What you were saying?
Right.
And so he ended up buying this hooker?
Yeah, so he walks in with this hooker. And he's like, anybody that doesn't want to show, get out the room.
Wow.
Right? So we're like, yeah, all right, we later and go off for our night. He catches up with us later. And the room we were in currently when he walked in wasn't actually his room.
Oh.
Nobody really clued into this.
Because we're all friends here.
We're all just drinking and whatever, right? Everything's good. We've got a bunch of rooms, right? But nobody clued into this, so yeah, he walks in to the best man's room, which it was his best man's room. So he walks up to Buddy, and he's like, yeah, ate her out on your bed, Buddy.
Sorry.
and it's just the rudest fucking thing, but it was funny as fuck.
They gotta change beds after that.
Like, right?
Yeah. Who goes down on hookers?
Well, that's what we were bugging about.
That's the other thing. I know this is a thing people do and people are into, and like that's
no.
Cool.
He defended.
That seems like a weird way to spend $300.
It's a fun thing to do. I just would have trouble putting my mouth on it.
That's
what
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because it's. I don't know.
You know what? I'm gonna segue that. We're coming near end of time. Well, actually, we're over time. It was a good
We can cut out that terrible 10 minutes from before.
We'll see.
Which 10 minutes was that?
Well, we can't bring it up because
So who are we having on next episode?
Oh yeah, who's coming
up? What about
next?
Your buddy there, Minecraft?
No,
you know what?
Coming.
Fuck. I didn't even talk about what the celebrity guest was from last week, and I don't remember. Oh, this running gag is so hard to keep up. It's so hard. Xena, I think it might have been Xena Warrior Princess. Yes, from the...
on her little bra.
You know what? I don't think that she's even worth mentioning.
Whoa.
Anyway, she didn't answer our response.
If she's got a problem with that, she can write us at I Never Want to
Celebrity
Be Young Again.
Next, you know what? I'm going to say Tony Danza, because I'd really like to just talk to him about who's the boss for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You guys watch Who's the Boss when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, who's the boss? Tony Danza's the boss.
The show didn't make sense.
Not really.
Why you...
so desperate for a housekeeper that you hire an Italian good look. You know what?
He was a housekeeper, or was he?
Yeah,
he was
housekeeper.
A cap man.
She had a young adolescent son, and he had a daughter, an adolescent daughter, and they moved in and were a big pain in the ass. They were the worst employees. I don't even know if she was an employee.
No. Wow.
We'll ask Tony when he comes on the show.
Next week.
Tony Danza.
I'm looking forward to it.
You guys want to play a quick game of Marry, Fuck, Kill?
Oh, do
you have something prepared? I wasn't planning.
Okay, I think I can try. I might need help with the third one. Okay, so do you know Topanga from Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
Okay. Look her up, like, recent pictures. She did Maxim, actually.
Yeah
recently. Still good. Do you remember Winnie Cooper?
Yeah.
Winnie Cooper from
Wonder Years.
Okay, now...
We're going to pick a third childhood adolescent.
So I'm going to say, Blossom?
No.
It's
that's,
and you can't do anything from that 70s show because that's a different age group.
Yeah.
You got to get like 12-year-old, 13-year-old, like neighbor love. Like
we could do like a full 70s shows.
No, who's the third one?
Or,
it could be from a movie. It wouldn't have to be a TV show. Like, was there a girl in, like, Stand By Me or whatever?
Or No.
What about that?
Who else did masturbate to when it was...
Yeah, Topanga's...
Jessica Rabbit?
Okay, you know what? We could go with Jessica Rabbit.
Oh.
Maybe
fictional?
Not.
No, it doesn't work.
A fictional character.
You need somebody
cartoon.
Awkward. Awkward.
What are the shows that we had when we were younger? Is there anything from the Urkel stage or Full House? Anybody in Full House?
Okay.
No.
Shit
gets weird pretty quick on that show.
Olsen twins? No, they. Yeah. Not until they were legal age, Roseanne. You sicko.
No. The daughter from Roseanne.
There's two daughters, blonde or brunette?
The younger one. The one that was on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's her name?
Yeah.
All right. We'll
somebody, Brad, can you look that up?
All right.
But yeah,
you're in the intern.
That's because...
So, Topanga.
Yeah.
Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. And that chick from Roseanne.
Wow, we got to find her name. Because they had two, though. They replaced her character halfway through.
Older one.
Becky.
Wait, which one was Becky? The older one or the younger one?
The
Who is
blonde.
The bitchy one? Because one of them was sarcastic.
Oh, no, the
hell.
Younger one was the sarcastic one.
Yeah, I like that sarcastic one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Becky.
No, I like the second Becky.
Who is it?
The second
Becky.
That one's Becky.
No, the other one.
Yeah, the second Becky they had was a fucking babe.
What's her name?
I kind of want to do second
Dude,
Becky.
I don't know.
But you know what? She was like...
She's on Big Bang Theory. Sometimes.
I think it's important to mention that, I realize this now, we're thinking about these girls over the age of 18, right? Because some of them did acting quite young. So we are talking about the adult versions of these characters.
No, we're talking about being very, very young people and them playing that game.
Fair enough.
So we're
works for me.
I don't know what this is. So, I'm talking about, like, what's the name of the guy in the Wonder Years? Kevin Arnold? I'm saying, like, in this game of Marry, Fuck, Kill, it's like our Kevin Arnold aged characters selves.
So that's us, because that's how old
this.
I was when I watched it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're them not watching it, not a 35-year-old you watching it.
So, okay.
Who would I rather? So, or no, Marry, Fuck, Kill. You know what? We gotta find out that third lady's name unless we can come up with somebody else.
Yeah, it's okay. All this dead air I'm just going to cut out later. So.
Oh, good.
Roseanne Barr, John Goodman. Oh, that's Sarah Gilbert.
Ah, Sarah Gilbert. That's her name.
Darlene Connor.
Darlene. That's such a trashy name.
Actually, this is kind of a good picture of her.
Let's see.
Top right.
God, I know who it is.
But that's her.
Wait, she's a lesbian, right?
I didn't know.
I think she's a lesbian.
Like, I don't know if that's going to affect my
Because you know that
answer.
You know that David guy they had on the show?
Yeah. Guy from Big Bang Theory.
Because I think they fooled around and shit on the show before she kind of realized she was a lesbian. And then
I fooled around with a girl who was later a lesbian.
Haven't we all?
Yeah. I feel like we're in some kind of weird club.
That is a weird club.
Did we turn him gay?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I did, because I'm pretty sure the one that's gay is just all over the place. I think she's gay now because she's with a woman and has been for a long time. Mm-hmm. Great for a cute couple.
I know who you mean. We don't need names. Brad, Sarah Gilbert's her name, and her character's name was Darlene.
Yes, Darlene.
And you'd know that if you were a better intern.
Sorry.
Yeah, fuck.
Really dropped the
ball. We're cutting your pay.
You remember that 100% bonus I gave you? It's just been knocked down to 50%. So 50% of nothing, not 100%.
So yeah, Sarah Gilbert.
Okay, so we got the marry, fuck, kill.
All right.
And remember, it's not adult Brad playing this. It's when you were watching the show, like, it's...
Oh, good
your,
call.
Your show right, age. Yeah, no, you're that
we
guy.
Watch yeah, these shows in the 90s.
On us.
So let's try to keep in mind that person's justifications.
Amen. All right.
Okay. So go ahead, Brad. You're going to start.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to put it on you.
All right, so Topanga.
You haven't been on a show for a while, so now you're on the hot seat.
Yeah, no, fair enough. All right. All right. Mary, fuck, Gil, Topanga. Sorry, which one was the middle one?
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper. Oh.
And Darlene from Roseanne. That's a good show, Roseanne.
Yeah, like it was. Show. Norm MacDonald wrote on
am
that.
Am I sick enough to make Darlene my wife? Oof.
Really?
Dude, really?
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah.
You like those gothy, like, creepy.
I'm glutton for punish.
She can't cook. Wasn't she a writer or something?
I don't know.
Who cares?
So what are you calling here?
No. What do you go with? Hold on. Definitely. No, I'm going to marry Topanga, I think. Yeah.
Oh,
marry Topanga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to definitely fuck Winnie Cooper.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
And, you think she's DTFA?
As far as I know, I was leading the other way, but no, I'd guess of the three.
Wow,
Darlene's got to go.
I don't know what to say, because that's exactly because the 10 or 11 year old Jeff is thinking that Darlene is kind of cool. She's kind of badass. She's like rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
So and Topanga, she's like dreamy. She's cute and stuff. You want to stick it?
See, I was eating that shit.
You know what? Wow. Yeah, exactly. Here's the thing. She's difficult. Like, she's not easy. Yeah. And so for that reason, because it's like guaranteed by the nature of the show, I'm going to fuck Topanga. I'm going to kill Winnie Cooper, because you're not going to like this. I think she might be kind of suicidal. Like, I could see her killing herself And I feel like, well, like,
the
you know,
deadpan
she's
look
gonna
and
die
the
anyway.
Just,
she's gonna die anyway. She listened to a lot of Morrissey. You know, she listened to a lot of Morrissey. You don't even know. And I'm gonna marry. Yeah, I'm gonna marry Darlene, because she's just so like.
I get
she seems
that.
Cool.
You guys would make a good couple, actually.
You
out of the three,
she would break my balls constantly, and I'd be kind of okay with it because I love her.
Yeah, actually, that would work. Yeah.
Now you.
1990s Darlene really sits up with Jeff. Yeah. So I'm going to. I'm pretty sure I'm going to marry Topanga. Yeah, I'm going to definitely marry Topanga.
You think she'd make a good wife?
Yeah. You know what? She had good parents. She came from a good house, nice suburbs. Those pouty lips will stay with her for
never
for
get old.
She was annoying.
Great
how Martha
hair.
Stewart-y
she
was.
Had great she fucking hair. Great
no,
she
know,
was an
rock
over,
and roll 70s.
She was an
you know
overachiever, but she like did shit. Yeah, no. Topanga is. Be careful how you talk about my wife. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And
well, I'm not the one who killed her.
But I'm going to kill somebody. I'm going to kill Winnie Cooper, because I don't remember in that entire show her being a whole lot of fun. I remember Kevin's first kiss, Kevin's first dance. I related to that whole storyline because, like, that awkward fucking...
Dude,
you know what?
That show conveyed awkward so well, it hurt.
Inner monologue, the whole thing. That anyways.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I like that show, yeah. And then I'm gonna fuck Darlene though, because like she's down, right? Yeah. Like, and
no, she wasn't down in the show.
You know what? Don't muddy the waters. No. She didn't know me in that show. Okay, I want to tell you that
she was
adolescent Trevor. I was so awkward.
Yeah,
I had no game.
Had no. But
I stumbled across some like nuggets.
Yeah, that show.
We all did.
That show had a supernatural ability to make you uncomfortable.
Wonder Years?
The Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Well, I think that brings us up to time after I edit this down. So it's like an hour and a half now, so it'll be like a half an hour show.
Huh. Just like Saturday Night Live.
Did we announce who was next week?
Tony Danza.
Yes.
We're going to have, you know who the boss is? It's Tony Danza, and he's coming on next week. I guess we should encourage everybody to give us any mail at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. I think I've read mail in the last three episodes. It's made me happy. So anybody write anything to me, I don't give a shit. Facebook, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. And Stitcher, check us out. And Brad, iTunes, hopefully by a couple of days. I don't care. It depends on when you're listening to this. So, check us out. Thanks for listening. And see you all next Friday.